Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Are you ready? Yes, we're ready. Yikes! Jennifer, the holidays are not far off. And I don't know what to get for most of the people on my list. I don't normally go crazy. I'm trying to think the last time I got you a Christmas present. I don't remember. You always send me one. I don't know much good. Did I send you? What did I send you last year? Did I send you something? Oh, Jennifer. Well, where'd she go? What's the big idea? All right, well, anyway, those of you who've been perplexed trying to come up with ideas, it's difficult, isn't it? Both for men and women. Sometimes I had a bag of, and I can't find them, actually. I had a bag of Eastley Farm, you know, the aprons that the old-timers wear. I don't know if people still wear aprons or not, but people younger, do younger people wear aprons? Or is it just... I mean, Phil likes to cook, so he's probably somebody who would like to have
an apron. I have a collection of aprons.
You have a collection? Really? Okay. All right. So, but I was just saying, I was thinking about the last time I got you a present. I don't remember what it was because I'm not much good at this. I don't even remember if I've gotten you presents. I wish you well. But do you remember?
For me, okay, so I know some big ones that have stuck out. You've gotten me the Nook, which was really
a new
nice.
Car.
Oh, I must have missed that one. I forgot about it. I get so many new cars, I forgot
that
was
right.
You.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got the Nook. You gave me a really nice, I think you got me a massage, like Burke Williams. Was
okay,
really nice.
Yeah. Right. That's it. Yeah.
So you've gotten some good ones. Here's the thing. You don't give gifts often, but when you do, they're good ones.
Yeah, okay. Good.
How about
that's
that?
Good to know.
How about this, by the way? I feel so terrible. I'm holding on to your birthday gift and your Christmas gift.
Good for you. Until I get there?
Well, what was funny is that your birthday gift was supposed to go to you, but it accidentally shipped to me because I was the billing address instead of the shipping address.
Handy.
And so then when you said you were coming to town, I was like, well, I'll just hold it and give it to him in person.
Well, I am coming to town, but I'm not sure when.
But then now I feel like, gosh, here's poor
Ducky.
I don't want you don't want me to send it? You want me to hold it?
Yeah. I want you to hold it because I want to celebrate it when I get it. I don't think I'll be in California probably till February.
I don't know. By the way, Phil, you're getting
hold
a little something from me, and when you open it up, it looks like there's a bomb inside. There's not. It's just I shoved everything into a too small box. So just FYI.
There we go. The idea.
Be on the lookout.
I'm going to take a trip this weekend to Salt Lake City because I've been getting headaches, and my present to myself is to go see Jack. And
oh,
get a Nooka chiropractic adjustment.
Plus, he's going to be fine with you coming there because, right? I mean, he's not overly concerned with the
It was his idea, in fact. So, and he and his wife and I have a great friendship. We have a lot of fun together. We do silly little things, not important things, but we have a great relationship. He's a great friend. All right, speaking of your friends, was Barr ever a friend of Trump's? Would you say they were? Has Trump got any friends?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Who? Who would be his friend?
Who?
Who's a friend of Trump's?
I think he's got a lot of people that are.
Yeah, that want to be his friend because of what.
No,
he
but
can
what
do
about?
For him.
I mean, my goodness, what about Rudy Giuliani? You want to talk about someone who's been a lifelong friend? I think
that's
a person.
All right, there you go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think he has a lot of friends, and I don't actually think that he dislikes Barr. In fact, they both have said some pretty complimentary things about each other
as recently as yesterday.
Because there was a big disappointment in Barr for a couple of reasons. First of all, he said that there was no voter fraud. Now, here's the deal. You can say that there was not enough voter fraud to influence the outcome of the election, but for people to say that there was no fraud, and Joe Biden did it the other day when he did his speech after the Electoral College, voted. When you say there's no voter fraud, you're insulting the intelligence of all the people who know that there was. It may not be enough to influence the outcome, but here's what I would have loved to have seen, and just about Joe Biden for a second, because he's been talking about how he wants to unify. When you say you want to unify, and then you spend your entire acceptance speech, I'll put air quotes around that, saying that there was no voter fraud and the people spoke, you're not unifying anybody. Because here's what I think there was an opportunity for him to say something like this. We know that the system is imperfect and we want to make it better. We want to fix the flaws so that we can ensure that people's confidence in a free and fair election still exists. Was there enough to overturn the election? No. But I want to make sure that people who feel that they have doubts about the system will feel that we are working on it. That's all he has to say.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that was a missed opportunity for him, for Bill Barr to come out and say there was nothing from his perch at the Department of Justice. That's also disingenuous because we know that there was something. Now,
yep.
The argument is whether it's enough, but there's something.
I don't think it
and
was
there's
enough,
always
but
something.
I think there's a lot of crooked stuff going on in voter.
So I think that's one of the disappointments from Barr. The other was that it was revealed. Remember the whole story, and I know we argued about it here, about Hunter Biden and Jen's just being conspiratorial and making things up again. Well, guess what?
I think he's a creep.
Jen was not making things up and being conspiratorial because it seems that it's now true that he is under investigation. He himself has acknowledged that he's under investigation. And
just waited until after the election for it.
Right. And so the mainstream news media buries this story so that, I mean, there was a poll that came out a couple of days ago from the Media Research Center that said 47% of people who voted for Joe Biden had not even heard about the Hunter Biden story.
Right.
And that's troubling to me. I mean, if you don't think it makes a difference to you, that's fine. That's on you. I mean, we all get to make our own decisions. But the fact that the media decides what we can consume and what we can't
is problematic. That's what we've been talking about. That's the problem with getting information. And that's why it's so difficult for people to really understand what's going on, because there's the conspiracy to jam up
because
Trump.
Because there's no truth anymore.
Now,
and it's not even about
side,
Trump. It goes way more.
Well, I know that's true. But
it's actually a bigger issue here. It goes way beyond
Trump. They think they're smarter than you. The arrogance of the New York Times, especially, I think that's probably one of the most arrogant outfits. There are others. There's some electronic media. But the New York Times is so GD arrogant. It is so annoying for them, and it's so obvious what they're doing. All the news is fit to print. BS.
Their job is to tell a story, and it's our job to figure out how to consume it.
I suppose.
We're being robbed of that, and it's not happening. So the reason that there was a disconnect with Attorney General Barr is that he knew there was an investigation in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And the FBI, by the way, has been investigating Hunter Biden since 2018, so this is not new. And so William Barr knew about it in the spring of this year, and he didn't say anything. And so there's a lot of people who saying he was trying to protect the investigation. But there are many people who said that he should have at least just confirmed. He didn't have to talk about it. He didn't have to say what was in it. But that he should have confirmed that there was an investigation, because that's something kind of important. If you're investigating a link between China, many people believe that to be our greatest adversary. And by the way, I'm with them.
Absolutely.
And the son of someone who wants to be president, to just confirm the investigation, I think would have been instructional. It didn't have to be, it didn't have to give, any insight, but just the fact that it was there. And so people lost faith, at least the president did, and his supporters lost faith in Attorney General Barr for not doing those things.
So his supporters are now, there's a long shot here, to get the election reversed one more time. There's one more way, a group, kind of a small group of people in Congress. I think Representative Mo Brooks. Where is he from? What do you know about him? Mo Brooks. Anything?
He was actually one of the ones who was on the baseball field. Remember the congressional baseball field when the shooting happened, when Steve Scalise was shot?
Right. I remember
that.
So
that's when I first kind of paid attention to Mo Brooks, because he was one of them that was out there. He also tried to run for Senate, the Senate seat left behind by Jeff Sessions. And he would have been the better choice, but instead people chose that, what's his face? Roy.
He's a loser. Yeah.
The weird guy. Yeah.
He's a loser.
So. He would have been probably the more sensible choice. But he's a big advocate for President Trump, and there's 105 other congressmen who joined Mo Brooks in signing this letter of support. So there's a slight chance, because what happened, look, with each deadline, and we've said, I've said this pretty consistently, with each deadline, the hill gets higher, right? The uphill climb gets higher.
Yep.
But on January 6th, Congress will meet to transmit the results of the Electoral College, and at that point, that's when Congress will argue about the results and just what happened within these states where there were instances of voter fraud. There are still some election lawsuits that are playing out, so that's still very much on the table.
This makes it real, though. Pukin Putin sent a note to Joe Biden yesterday on winning the U.S. election. Congratulations. We helped you.
Yeah. Was that you. After the hacking of all of the major departments,
Jesus,
of the Treasury
guys.
And
right? Lindsey Graham said when an ally, a Trump ally, asked him if he was okay with Biden being president, he said, "Yeah." These guys, what a bunch of characters! All right, 16 after the hour here on the DJV program. Don't forget our DJV download every day. Bits and pieces, little snippets of things that we think you'll either learn from or have a chuckle about. The latest one is a focus on how many people are on unemployment. Oof, that's a serious number, 18 million. Then the question about millennials being selfish. I think, yes, yep. And then Disney's problems with piracy, and my question about whether movie theaters are going to survive. I don't know if I asked it in that way, quite that way. I really said they need to survive. It's an important part of
America. I think I asked if they're going to survive. Created a habit away from them.
Yep. All right, so get the message, get the ideas, check in. If you didn't hear all those conversations, that's the latest DJV download podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you happen to get your podcasts.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Do you think all vitamin C's are the same? They're not. Ester C is a superior form of vitamin C. It's the only vitamin C with 24-hour immune support, and it lasts up to 2 times longer than regular vitamin C. So don't just settle for any vitamin C. Buy Ester C and support your immune health today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Do you know anyone who would appreciate the gift of a good night's sleep? Now's the time to buy with deep discounts on all MyPillow products. Premium MyPillows at the lowest price ever, just $29.98. Get one for everyone on your Christmas list. MyPillow's adjustable patented fill gives every member of your family the exact support they need for a great night's sleep. And our buy one, get one free offer is back on Giza Dreams bed sheets. MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets make a luxurious Christmas gift made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable. Deep discounts on our brand new plush bathrobes and cozy pajama sets. Can't decide? Get your family and friends a new MyPillow gift card. And remember, all MyPillow products have extended money back guarantee. Listen for your savings promo code and 800 number to order.
Judge Judy was getting her hair done the other day, and somebody came in without a mask, and she yelled and screamed at him, and the woman left. You know how she is in her candor. 21 after the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's the Music Marketplace here on the DJB program with Doug Steffen and Jennifer Horn. Victoria on vacation this week. This is Lana Del Rey. The song called Let Me Love You Like a Woman. We're cracking this up so little. I want to hear some of this.
Don't make me be bittersweet. Let me love you like a woman.
It's on the Tonight Show, marking her first U.S. television appearance in 9 years. It was a pre-recorded performance filmed at an unnamed dive bar, backed by a band and backup singers. Since she released Let Me Love You Like a Woman, she's released a number of other songs, covers, including one of the Gershwin standard Summertime. I'd like to hear that. Do we have
God.
So bring me up to date on Lana Del Rey.
Sleep singing.
Sleepwalking and sleep singing. All right, so what do you know about her?
Not a lot. I know that she's been a star. She's been on the scene for a while. I think she's a bit of a style icon in addition to her singing.
Oh, is she?
Yeah. It makes me laugh because, again, not to be like curmudgeon-y.
No, of course.
But there's this new style of singers where, you know, like they kind of like, I don't know if it's going through their nose. I don't know. There's something.
No,
it is. You hear it a lot.
It's summertime.
Yeah, you kind of hear it. You kind of hear it in the voice a lot.
She's actually kind of attractive, though.
No, she's, like I said, she's very stylish. She's, she's very.
You stand to gain a few pounds.
But, okay, you always are after people's body image. Let them go. Let them live. Okay. They're hungry. Let them be hungry. But, but I just feel like there's just this new push to be extra, there's like that extra push to be a little nasally. But, hey,
there it is.
Good on you, Lana Del Rey. Sorry about that.
All right. How old is she? I'm looking at her picture. She doesn't look that old.
She's probably 30.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's the update on Lana Del Rey. For those of you who are interested, there are probably two or three of you out there that are.
She's 35.
Okay. She looks younger than that. To me, anyway. All right, moving along, 25, almost 26 after the hour on the DJV program. Here is some more palatable info on somebody that we actually know, Taylor Swift. There she is doing Cardigan. Some of her fans, Jennifer, theorizing that a third surprise album called Woodvale could be on its way, following in the footsteps of July's Folklore, last week's Evermore. Fans have spotted the word Woodvale hidden in the top corner of the Folklore album cover, which could refer to an estate near the Lake District, a location Swift references on the album's track, The Lakes. Pretty exciting. People need to get a life if this is what you're thinking about. Fans also pointed to the fact that Swift has released merchandise, including cardigans and scrunchies. What's a scrunchie?
It's like a thing for your hair. It's like one of those rubber bands, but it has fabric on the outside.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay. She's released them in sets of three, with two of them corresponding to the visual aesthetics of Folklore and Evermore, and a third to a yet-to-be-released album. Wow, pretty exciting, huh? Also honed in on Swift's use of the phrase, the journey continues, to tease the music video for Willow, and the way she used Easter eggs to drop hints about Evermore back in July. Man, these people need to get a life. In addition, when one searches Woodvale on Spotify, Swift comes up as a result. There it is. There's the clue we've been waiting for.
That's all the proof we need.
Yes, it is. So are you a fan, actually, in real life?
Of Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I especially liked her older stuff. Sometimes, again, she's getting a little political for my taste, but I like her music. I think she's still likable.
Like Trump?
Well, it's not even, I mean, she gets herself involved with Senate races a lot.
Oh, okay.
In Tennessee, so actually, I'm sure she doesn't like Trump, but it really doesn't have anything to do with that. She finds herself, like, rallying for Senate candidates.
Got it.
But whatever, that's her prerogative, you know?
It is, right. 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, the no syndrome. You know, I often joke that I've gone into homes and said no, and the dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so often. It's time to forget about the old style mentality of raising your dog. Right now, I can hear a lot of you saying this no, no, no syndrome could never happen to you. You would never be that constantly corrective when your wonderful, adorable dog makes a mistake. Well, you might be right, but a lot of guardians still undermine their dog's self-esteem and pride to a lesser degree. This type of erosion, when compounded over a period of years, can have drastic, drastic results. Now, let's review the answers. I'll bet that without you realizing it, you're already a victim of the no syndrome of dog training and behavior. Constantly you're telling your dog no, no, no. You know, having trained over 40,000 dogs myself, let me give you the secret. Dogs will respond to positive attention. If they're getting more positive for being good and less negative for being bad, of course they're going to want to be good. It's that simple. So focus on the positive. You'll have a well-behaved dog, I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Sales are rising quickly, but without another lead baker, Dale's Bakery is going to feel the heat.
Hey, you're baking alone today. I have to handle this order for the restaurant down the street.
Cool, but who's going to handle the pastries?
He needs to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now, but if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Georgia officials are launching an investigation into Cobb County and say they didn't follow proper procedures when matching signatures on Election Day. In a press conference on Monday, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced his office will be conducting a probe on absentee voter signatures on ballots. A nor'easter was on target to slam parts of Mid-Atlantic and New England state starting Wednesday, bringing heavy snow, strong winds, and some coastal flooding. According to AccuWeather, the nor'easter was anticipated to bring more snow than all of last year's combined in Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, New York City, and Boston. Freezing rain and ice accumulations were also expected for parts of North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says no lawmaker is going home for the holidays until some form of a stimulus package is in place. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Congressional leaders met again on Tuesday to try and hammer out a deal on a coronavirus stimulus package and a spending bill to fund the government passed this week. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he felt there was progress at that meeting and that the group would meet again soon. He told reporters that Congress would not leave for a holiday break without a deal on a COVID relief bill.
Shots have been administered. Hope is on the way. And our job here is to guarantee that there's enough money to facilitate the delivery, as well as to do other things that we can agree on. And as I've said repeatedly, number one, we're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen.
The group is negotiating over two bills released this week by a bipartisan group, one that contains money for small businesses, unemployment insurance extensions, schools, and vaccine distribution. The other contains the more contentious proposals, with $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and liability protections for businesses against COVID-related lawsuits. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The first CARES Act was signed into law by President Trump on March 27, 2020. NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center reported a planet spotted 336 light-years from Earth could be the Planet 9, theoretically lurking in our solar system. The Hubble Space Telescope is assisting astronomers observe the motion of a massive Jupiter-like planet, saying it is evidence that such oddball orbits are possible. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's 34 at the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. General Horn is here, as is usually the case. All's right with the world. Jerry is taking the week off for, I guess this would be a Christmas week, right? A lot of people take Christmas vacation. The second most used week for vacation in the year is next week. Actually, the next couple of weeks. I try to find somebody to do business with after this week.
It's rough.
Other than your father finding me the chair guy, I think that's a.
I'm excited about that. I hope that works out.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. The United States of America is paying a lot of attention, as well we ought to be, to the doses of vaccine that are being given out starting, let's see, it started over the weekend. The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. I'm looking at the first. The picture, did you see the picture of the black lady getting the shot?
First vaccine, in New York City.
Yep. Sandra Lindsay is her name, critical care nurse at the Long Island Jewish Medical Center in Queens. She's the first one. And the reason they did it, apparently, is because a lot of black people don't want to get the vaccine, so this was supposed to be some sort of theater to get people to pay attention to the fact that she was black and that she took the vaccine. I don't know, is that something? A lot of people took shots. Everybody has got to, oh my God, look at some of this stuff, what people are saying, why is a black woman getting it first? You know, that kind of stuff. You know, give it a rest.
I haven't heard people say that. Yeah. I think that everybody who is getting it first in respective states, and she was the first in the country, there are always going to be a lot of scrutiny, right? And they're going to be chosen to send a message. It was kind of like in the UK when they had the elderly lady. She came in her Christmas shirt and was in there and all excited to get it. I mean, they're picking that because they know that there are going to be people and cameras watching, and certainly they want to. You know, they want to have someone young and healthy for, in this case, or someone who is vibrant. And in the case of the UK, it will send a message to senior citizens to get the vaccine. Right now, just as much money is being spent on the vaccine will be spent on marketing the vaccine.
Oh,
because
of course.
So much of this is about if people take it or not.
No, you have, so you much have of this is about making money.
Well, yes, but, well, so much of it is about always making money with pharmaceuticals. Yes, that goes unsaid, but so much of it is to go through this and this whole process and the expedited release of this, and you actually have to have people take it so that you get the immunity that the doctors want. Right? And so that's why they're going to spend a lot of money on marketing. They're going to be really careful about who's in front of the cameras to make sure that it looks safe
image.
And easy. And I'm feeling great. And, you know, don't mind the antler that's growing out of my forehead, but I'm feeling fine.
There's a big bruise on my one arm. Don't worry about that
right.
at all. Most vaccines have required more than a decade of research.
Yeah.
That's what I had. A lot of people are not sure they want to take it just because of it setting the record for the fastest vaccine development ever. And
truly, I think most medicine should be done like this. The fact that they hold on to things if something's ready to go, it should be ready to go. The fact that we have cancer drugs that are not being deployed to help people.
Well, there's too much money made in cancer treatment.
In keeping people sick, right.
Yeah, right, exactly. That's where the money is. So anyway, one wonders about government. And who's going to get these? We talked about, I think it was yesterday, the White House, and they're not going to do anything special for people that work in the White House. And then I wondered about people that were in the service. Do they get an early shot? Are they considered police?
I haven't heard, but I think people who are certainly, I mean, the military is being used to deploy this vaccine. And I think it is so ridiculous that people freaked out about this theory. Remember, the military, we can't have the military involved. March, we can't have the military involved in the vaccine. No, the military is actually well organized to deploy something like this. And that's why they're using their contracts with FedEx and all of this to get it to various places around the country. So maybe those people might receive the vaccine because they'd be considered frontline workers, but I haven't heard if there's a special category for the military.
So the difference between the Pfizer and the Moderna shot and the way it was done, Pfizer turned down direct federal funding because they didn't want to limit what they would make on it, but they did spend, I guess they got a couple of billion dollars in advance purchases agreements with Washington, but Moderna took $300 million, I think. Wasn't that what it was?
Yeah,
to get the thing
like
started. I'm going to make sure I get the Moderna. There's something about the Pfizer that I just am not comfortable with. I don't even know.
The difference is that, I mean, I think the vaccines, as they go on, it's going to get better. Both of them are double dose, so you're going to have to do two. But the Moderna one, I don't think, needs to be kept under ice, basically, 80 degrees below zero. So this one's going to be a little bit easier to deploy. But it's hard for you to choose. It's not like you're going to have to figure out who's offering which one if you really want to control which one goes into your arm.
Fauci says that people with no underlying conditions will be the last ones to get this, and they'll start getting it in April. So everybody else, fill in the blanks. I think I'll get mine in January, medium-duty people, February and March, and yada, yada. One of the things that he was asked by a reporter, I think yesterday, well, when is life going to be back to normal? And Fauci kind of looked at him, raised his eyebrow, you tell me. Kind of, and then he did speculate, you know, maybe summertime, early fall,
the
whatever.
Thing is, I don't know that life is ever going to get back to normal.
What is normal?
What
I would say.
Right.
If I were Fauci, I'd say, well, tell me what you think is, what do you mean normal?
Because
what does that mean?
Now created a habit in people. Gosh, we've been going through this for so long. Staying away from people, changing the way we socialize, masks, changing the way we do business. I mean, this is going to be a hard way back to the stuff that we were used to at the beginning, at this time last year.
You know, I was thinking about a biblical phrase, and we're passing through the valley of the shadow of death. I shall fear no evil. You know that biblical phrase? I don't remember where it comes from, but you know, there are a lot of people, the dramatists among us, who would say, oh, we're passing from the darkness into the light and that sort of stuff. There's all kinds of references to things that have been written that may stick in our minds. This has not been, it's the way it's been handled. The darkness for me isn't necessarily the disease or the problem with COVID. It's the way it's been handled, the way politicians and government, bureaucracies, the news media has handled it to the detriment of our, it's like playing right into the hands of the Chinese government. That's what it feels like.
Well, we've used it to forget who we are, and that's what really bothers me.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it too.
America was under attack. American ideals and values were already under attack, and now we've really, we've lost it, and that's what really disturbs me. Look, I'm all about wearing the mask and the social distancing, but we have to remember that as American citizens, we have freedoms, and we have to make sure that we're not letting those slip away, because this is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to try to use this to levy more control over our lives, and we lose who we are, and that's
a problem. Women's Health Magazine. Here's a lady named Elise Isopo, who's a critical care nurse. I've been on the front lines of this. She said, I got my vaccine today, and it feels like there is a light and a hope, which maybe I'm not finding fault with it. I just think that it's been way too much drama. I guess that's my point.
Honestly, this is something that gives people hope. I'm all about it.
I'm not talking about drama around the vaccine, around the whole COVID thing, the way it was. Remember what I said when we first started talking about this in March? And then things started when I drove back from California, and it looked like we were in a, it was like driving across the country on Christmas Day. No traffic, nothing. There were trucks around, but no cars. And it was like everybody got so afraid so fast, we're so easily manipulated. No wonder the Chinese commies are doing as well as they are against us in terms of, I mean, I think we're smart. I hope we're strong enough to withstand the onslaught, but we're being attacked every aspect of our lives. And if you don't believe that, try the simplest things.
This is the worst terrorist attack in our history. Yeah,
yep.
Because it really is.
And what are we doing about it? What toll are we taking on the Chinese? The airlines can't wait to get back to flying to China because it's a big source of their income, or the international flights and stuff. But I just, you look around, I'm taking a trip this weekend out to Salt Lake, and the planes are full. Granted, they don't run as well, the service, I can't get a direct flight. I can go through Chicago or Dallas. I chose to go through Dallas. And, they're both flights are pretty full. I managed to get a seat up front, but I think it was the last one. In almost all of them, the back of the plane's filled. Now, maybe it's because of the week before Christmas, people are going home.
They've also really cut their schedules on airlines.
Yes, they have.
Is that all the routes are cut. So you miss a flight, you're in real trouble. That means you're spending the night. Yeah.
Wait till next week.
And good luck. Yeah.
To get back into. Speaking of traveling, Americans are headed to Mexico in droves. You see this? 500,000 Americans went into Mexico last month.
Looking for a break.
Going to beaches. I was thinking about this. Maybe I'll go down there. I haven't been to any of those beaches. You've sent me, or you've told me about the places you used to go. Because I'm going to take some trips during, the early months. But if I can't go to California to be with the kids, I'll go here and there to go. I've not spent any time. I've only been over the border in Juarez one day when I was visiting the El Paso radio station. And then when I was in San Diego.
I hold off on that for vacation.
Inside What's Going On in the World, this is the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen. Don't forget about my American Family Farmer program. This is really a great At Your Service program. I love it because I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. So I every week spend some time with some very good farmers, have farm news, the stories about what you're eating, the family, the farm, and the food connection is what the American Family Farmer is all about. And so we talked last week to a lady named Leandra King, who has a Detroit farm. It's called Detroit Farm Insider. You want to see something really cool, Jennifer, go online to DetroitFarmInsider.com. She had a tough start to life. She went to the farm, sort of my story, to have some It was savings. It was a way to get away from what her reality was. And now she's got this farm and a plot of land. She's got all kinds of different apples and fruits and stuff.
It's like the plot of a Hallmark movie, FYI.
Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah, right.
When life is troublesome, you go back to the farm.
Go back to the farm. Yeah.
Right.
Check it out. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com is the website, American Family Farmers Show, or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
This year saw an increase in alcohol consumption, which might not be much of a surprise given the stress of COVID-19. And having a drink and then getting behind the wheel has never been a good idea, which is why we'd like to introduce you to the Backtrack Breathalyzer. Sean Casey explains some of its features.
It keeps a log of all your previous results, so you can see kind of your drinking trends over time. It'll show you your average BSB by day, so our Mondays, Tuesdays, whatever, what days are you drinking the most. And there's also a guess your BAC feature, which while you're waiting for the test to warm up, you can guess what you think your BAC is, and then it'll compare with what you actually are. And then there's a patented feature called Zero Line, which is a technology we've developed that basically says, if you stop drinking right now, this is when you'll be completely sober.
Find out more at Backtrack.com. That's BACTRACK.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Am I? First Response knows this is one of the most important questions a woman will ever ask herself. Am I sure it's the right time? Am I starting the next chapter? Am I about to be called mommy? Am I pregnant? Trust First Response to give you a clear and reliable answer with over 99% accuracy from the day of your missed period. Based on more than 99% accuracy in detecting the pregnancy hormone on day of missed period, America's most trusted pregnancy test brand based on the 2020 BrandSpark American Trust Study, First Response is the answer.
Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory. Get 50 to 70% off almost everything at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Plus, shop new doorbusters for the family, including outerwear, jeans, and our Gap logo crew neck sweatshirt. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 14th.
Your crew has worked hard this year, so why not get them a gift to show your appreciation? Shop Lowe's for a DeWalt PowerDetect 2-Tool Combo Kit for $349. Mechanics Wear Durahyde Impact Gloves at only $29.98. Or how about a Metabo HPT The Tank Compressor for $199. Shop Lowe's in-store or at lowesforpros.com. And while you're at it, pick up a little something for yourself, too. Lowe's, the new home for pros. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming up on 44 after the hour now, this is the DJV program. So how many of you think good thoughts when it comes to George W. Bush? I'm talking about the son, not the old man. There is a lot of, you know, we were talking about him earlier on, the fact that he is a good guy, nice fellow to know, you'd like to have a beer with him, but was he a good president? That's what's addressed by Stephen Markoff, who's with us now. Markoff is a successful entrepreneur, had an interest in business since he was a youngster. So what brought you around, Mr. Markoff, to wanting to write a book about George W. Bush?
Well, in 2007, Richard Clark, who is the cyber expert for three presidents, the last being George W. Bush, wrote a book called Against All Enemies. I happened to read the book kind of by happenstance, and I was shocked of what he set forward. And this is a guy who was literally at the table during the George Bush administration right up to the attack of Iraq in 2003. And I thought, wow, that's a lot of real information.
So you did a little more research. Are you a writer by course? I know you've been involved in business, but what is there about writing that turned you on, actually investigating? Or is this a piece based on your own feelings of George W. Bush looking at the history of his presidency?
Well, when I began, I knew really nothing about George W. Bush. I was more involved in business and other social policies, trying to understand things. Mm-hmm. And this seemed to be a very interesting process to understand it, because there were so many feelings on the right and on the left, and nobody seemed to agree on anything. So I decided to try to really understand what the issues were without regard to politics.
All right. Well, I'm one who has I didn't vote for George Bush either time. I don't usually vote for the winners. Anyway, so, but I found myself, I met George Bush when he was running. I thought he was okay. I didn't, you know, I didn't get excited about meeting him or talking to him because he didn't have much to say. And he continued that when he was in office, I thought. The first thing that tripped me up was when we had the hit September 11th and we went into Iraq. In my mind, that was a horrible mistake. And I guess the question comes in terms of your book as to why we didn't, did you investigate why we, other than the obvious, we didn't go after Al-Qaeda's leader, Osama bin Laden. That's kind of where your book starts, isn't it?
It is. Our government knew well about Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. In fact, in 1999, President Bill Clinton put a $5 million bounty on Osama bin Laden's head. And we had a lot of information that this was a very dangerous organization and a very dangerous man well before George W. Bush became president.
Mm-hmm. So did he commit a crime, a war crime, going after a state that didn't really have anything to do? I mean, he wanted to get rid of it, it would seem, to get rid of Saddam Hussein because his father didn't. There were lots of speeches that were made about what a bad guy, the things about Saddam that were said. And then you look at people talking about Osama bin Laden, nothing. It was like crickets, right?
Well, not exactly. Osama bin Laden and Hussein, these are both bad people.
Hmm.
Saddam Hussein caused a lot of problems, although our governments, in fact, including Reagan and Bush's father, H.W., both supported Saddam Hussein.
Yeah.
In fact, we sent Iraq dangerous chemicals, dangerous bioproducts, anthrax, West Nile virus, all of these things, and we have records actually from our Commerce Department. They all went through the Commerce Department. So none of these people are angels at all, both dangerous and both killers. The question is, one of the three questions in my book is, why did we go into Iraq? And I make a documented and sourced case that we didn't go in there to protect our country. We went in for other reasons, and I think it's pretty clear we went in for oil.
Spend a few seconds, because as we have left, talking about the comparative you make between Bush and Trump.
Boy, that's a real interesting question. Well, it's very clear that George Bush disregarded all of the intel we had that ended up at 9/11, and it's very clear that Trump even went a step further on the virus. He denied it, said it didn't exist, said it was fake news, and all the time he had the information that this was a very dangerous, toxic virus coming to America.
Very interesting
here.
Correlation. Where do we buy the book, Mr. Markoff?
Called
The Case Against... Amazon, bookstores.
Amazon has it. The book is The Case Against George W. Bush. And I hope your readers buy it and learn what I've learned in the investigative process.
Stephen Markoff here on the DJV Show, 10 before the hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.